home. That word means so much more than its four letters suggest. R, that letter, stands alone. When you see someone wearing a blue block R, you're talking with a realtor. Your local neighborhood realtor can help you find your first home, your next home, or help you sell the one you have. Next time you think home, think realtor. The brand makes the difference. This message brought to you by the members of the Spokane Association of Realtors. Welcome to the 16 to 24-year-old voice, where healthy relationships matter, where 16 to 24-year-olds are royalty, and their value is front and center. Your host is Karen Bontrager, an associate certified coach through the International Coach Federation, and has coached struggling parents and their 16 to 24-year-old kids. Here's Karen.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 16 to 24-year-old voice, where here healthy relationships do matter, where 16 to 24-year-olds are royalty and their value is front and center. And I am your host, Karen Bontrager, CEO of No Fear and Love Coaching. And today I'm super excited again to have Kerry Snow back in the studio with us. He is a dedicated father and husband. He is a very successful salesperson and a businessman, and he is a dedicated advocate for strengthening families. Thank you so much, Kerry, for being back on the show today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for the listeners that weren't here with us before?
I've been a business owner for the past 15 years. My walk in with Christ has become much deeper in the last 4 or 5 years. I've been volunteering with different ministries in the area, a lot of street kids, a lot of youth organizations.
Now tell us about some of the youth organizations that you're currently a part of.
Spokane Fatherhood Initiative, also Youth for Christ. I volunteer a lot with them, and wherever I can be engaged.
Fantastic. What do you see is kind of a great need working with troubled kids, especially homeless kids? We really didn't get in this before, and this wasn't kind of the plan, but I think that's where we're going with it today.
The biggest problem with homeless kids, is that we haven't prevented them from becoming homeless. And once they get into that situation, it's like once you get down, you kind of have all that water on top of you. And there's the water of not getting helped from society as much as well as not wanting help, you know, this overcoming the feeling of hopelessness. Even at a very young age, they feel hopeless.
So what would you say right now to a homeless male or female that's in this predicament? What do you think they need to hear?
I try not to do as much talking as I do getting them to talk and listening. So a lot of times that'll just be going up to them and having an open-ended question and seeing how they're doing and start a conversation as best I can.
Wow. See, we have to start conversations. For a lot of the people that see homeless youth in Spokane, and it's a growing problem, what is there like a typical individual or characteristics that you see?
Probably lack of fathers and then it becoming really hard on mothers and they don't have supervision. And also even kids where they have parents, they end up being quite effective at kind of bullying their parents. Their parents stop looking at their cell phones. They stop wondering who they're hanging out with and what they're doing. Kids are very effective at getting parents not to ask where they're going and what they're doing. And we as parents tend to not pursue that as strong as we should.
Well, what would you say to maybe a single mom out there who has a teenage son, or a single dad out there who has a teenage daughter, or vice versa? What would you say? Because a lot of times parents think, well, they're going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I'd say tell your kids you love them a lot. More importantly, show them you love them a lot. But also let them know that you trust them, but you need to verify.
Okay.
And trust, you know, this world we live in is a very difficult one. And why there are great kids, not all kids have been raised in good situations or as supervised as they were, and you want to protect them from these situations, and you just need to look in that cell phone, and you need to know where they're hanging out and what, and you need to know the parents of those kids, even at 16 and 17 and 18 years old. As long as they're under your roof and you have that authority, you really need to take it. So, even the good kids. I don't mean to cut you off,
but yeah,
even the good kids, and what's really important is that you give these kids things to have taken away. So, you love into them, and where you're able. So, if they are a kid that has a cell phone, be willing to take it, even despite the tears and the rants and the kicks and the screams, take it. If you've enabled them to drive, ground them from their car. If they simply have friends that they want to go hang out with, well, that's a privilege, not a right. And, so discipline, it becomes hard to discipline kids when they hit even, 13, 14, 15, they start getting these loud voices and getting quite effective at what they want, to have. And so it's just really important that we be the parent, we be the stronger one.
Well, how would you suggest for a parent to be a parent, okay, and do their job? I know there's a parent out there, they're listening right now, they're going through this exact specific situation where they don't know what to do with their child. How can they be a parent but also be respectful? I heard one time that rules without relationship, it leads to rebellion. So what would you say to that parent?
Just love your child. Tell them that you love them. Show them how much you care about them. Even in the midst of discipline, share how much you love them. It's so easy to love them when they're a child. Just think back how cute they were if they're not as cute anymore, and how much you loved them when they were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old. And how much you squeezed on them and how much you loved on them. They might push back now, but just keep them close and show them and tell them that you love them.
So a 16, 17, 18, even 23, 24-year-old kid, they need to hear that?
Absolutely.
From their parents? Are you sure?
100%. 100%.
Wow. So everybody listening out there, just because your children are getting older and they could be going to college, whatever the situation, they still need you. I was at a counseling conference, and a lot of parents they think that they're just not needed and their kids are going to do what they're going to do. Do you recommend parents to get together, in groups and kind of discuss, not just have their own situations? I don't know if that is happening, but what do you think about that?
Oh, 100%. And as much as you can know your friends' parents and talk to them about these situations, that is really powerful. And there's also a lot of information you can get online about common discipline or ways of looking and what's acceptable in terms of cell phone rules and what's going on with teenagers these days. There's a lot of resources to help.
Wow. Well, we are talking to Carrie Snow, and we're getting ready to take our first break. So stay tuned, everybody, to the 16 to 24-year-old voice.
Congratulations! You found where Spokane talks online. Tell your friends.
Hi, this is Kurt Stockwell with Well Dressed Walrus. We are a local website design and development company here in Spokane. What we do is build beautiful, usable websites for local businesses. A website needs to be beautiful. It needs to be usable for your users, your customers, and yourself. Contact us anytime. We'd love to talk with you about your online marketing.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 16 to 24-year-old voice. And if you're just joining us, we are talking with Carrie Snow. And he's just talking about the importance of parents being in their children's lives, despite even if they're 16 through 24 years of age. And we're also talking a little bit about the importance of parents getting together and supporting each other in this walk with growing the best kids, because we don't want them to get trouble. We don't want them to end up homeless. But if they do, what is kind of like the way back? It seems like love has been a reoccurring theme all throughout, you know, this conversation with you and even before.
Oh, absolutely. Love is what, for people, is what gets us on the streets to help serve. And it's, you know, we can turn a blind eye to it as we drive down the streets or we walk, down Howard Street, but, it is prevalent, and if we, with love in our hearts, we can't help but notice it. Yeah.
If there is a solution, and I know we're talking about a really big problem with kids not getting what they need, parents not involved. Sometimes the kids, they just are rebellious, and they go out on their own. What is the solution? I know there's not one solution, but where should we be looking, you know?
Well, if you have any ability to still have control over them, you should take it. So many times when they're still of an age where we can do something, we don't. And then they reach an age where you know, we have no legal grounds anymore, and then we're more pleading or hoping, prayer and love is the most powerful thing, the two most powerful things we can do.
Well, if you were, like, for example, with a parent, what is an example of starting a conversation where you and your child are starting to become estranged, where you're not talking anymore and you're getting concerned? It's kind of like early intervention. What would you recommend as a dad?
I would recommend just spending time with your children. You know what they enjoy to do or what they used to enjoy to do. Take the time. Take them, meet them on their level. Don't, you know, and be available to them to do what they want to do.
Okay. Do you have any, like, do you have any actual stories, success stories of parents that if they've kind of listened and heeded this advice or wisdom that you have given them and it's been a success story?
Well, I'll just talk about one in my life that was just not that long ago. And while she's you know, 14, I was 14 going on 25. You know, having a hard time. She wants to be on her cell phone just all the time, and things are difficult. And you know, but just saying, hey, let's go for a drive. And it was a wonderful time, and we decided to go down to Brown's Edition and go to the art fest. And while it was closed, then we said, okay, let's go. Let me show you around to a couple different places. And just, you know, spontaneous, let's go do something, and then get them in the car and say, what do you want to do? And just hang out and spend time, maybe take them for ice cream, take them to coffee, ask them where they'd like to go, take them for dessert. Everyone loves to eat. So, and I'll tell you, on the street, that's the other really powerful thing is, you know, you can hand somebody a $5 bill, or you can say, or you can invest time and a $5 bill and say, hey, can I take you to buy a burger? That, you know, I can tell you that's been the most powerful thing with the street kids is to say, it's amazing because at first I didn't think that they would be accepting of that. But if you go up and you say, hey, can I take you and buy you some food at the Red Robin? You know, pretty powerful. It always works.
They've got great shakes, right? I've heard that. Anyway, so everyone, it's really important to pay attention to what you are seeing with your children. So the advice that parents are not influencing their kids, that's not really true. What would you say to a community to embrace 16 to 24 year olds in general, because you know you see like a big kid, or you know you see somebody that looks like they're grown and they should be acting a certain way. How can you as an adult resist that temptation to be like they should be doing such and such, and if they're not doing that, then they're not good, or they're, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you really have to be intentional in those situations because they're not the cute little puppy anymore, and they have some bad behaviors, let's just say. So I think what, you know, they're used to people coming up and saying you're doing this wrong, and they're used to getting funny looks, and they're used to kind of being treated with eyes and with words that they are misbehaving. So what is actually quite effective is, which catches them totally off guard, is to care about them. That's, you know, rather than come and saying you're doing this, you're doing that, just say, how is your day going?
Wow. So caring seems kind of like a simple thing. Care and love, it seems like everyone can do that in some form or another. What if there is someone out there that wants to support, you know, kids, this age group? How do you think that they should get involved? Because maybe some people, they're afraid to go up to street kids because they think they're dangerous or they think they're going to steal from them. How do you break that barrier?
I would I'd go to like Youth for Christ, okay. Their website, and you can apply to be a volunteer, okay. Right there. You know, you can also just in your church say, what are we doing about this? And you can be a voice within your church. If you really have a heart for you know, these 16 to 24 year olds, you will find a way to serve. I know it's difficult right away to just walk downtown and just start walking the alleys or walking the tough areas. But what you'll find is as soon as you've done it a couple times with somebody else and that barrier is broken, it's not quite as scary anymore.
Wow. Carrie, do you think you can recognize a troubled kid from the outside? By just like looking at like, oh, that's a homeless kid. That's a not troubled kid. That's a troubled kid. How can we break these stereotypes?
I honestly don't think you can. I think that, there's some really good looking kids that are doing some really bad things. And there are also some really rough looking kids that aren't. And I think it's, we stereotype based upon, way they look, the way they dress, the way, they act. But a lot of times, it's the wolf in sheep's clothing that is doing more damage than the other.
So how close do you think we are to trouble kids? You think, okay, those are those kids and they're on the street, but that's way far away from where I am. How close do you think most of us are to troubled kids?
I think we're all very close to troubled kids because I think most kids are under attack. And so if they're not troubled, they are in the presence of trouble regularly and temptation comes in slight and it quickly can grow to a problem. And there's a lot of different temptations for a lot of different appetites. And they are in all throughout schools and all throughout where kids hang out after schools and all over the internet. And so it's really important that we stay hyper-engaged into our kids' lives, despite them trying to push us out.
So that wouldn't be considered to be nosy or like, that's
absolutely
my business?
Be nosy. You say, yes, I'm nosy because I love you, and this is a hard world we live in, and I care about you. You can't emphasize those things enough. And that, I do trust you, but I need to keep verifying.
So trust you, but keep on verifying. Is that the same with boys as well as girls?
Absolutely.
Boys kind of have the same need to have the same.
Oh, yeah.
No, watchful eye.
The problem of what's going on with pornography and sexuality, and what's going on with tobacco use, and what's going on with drugs, marijuana. Alcohol, it is happening with both men, with boys and girls.
Well, that is really, really great advice. Carrie, we don't have much time. Is there anything that you really would like to say before we end the show? I know we've done two shows now. It feels like we're just scratching the surface. Is there anything that you feel is just really significant or important to say before we end this discussion?
Yes. One thing that's really been on my mind that I want to share is that what statistics have shown is that parents have less of an influence on their kid's life than a friend of a parent. So the statistics have been looked at as to how Christian kids that grew up in a Christian church, what's the likelihood of them going to church once they leave the house? And the number one identifier of kids that went into church after leaving the home was that they had a Christian parental friend. So a parent's friend who was a Christian has great influence. So moms, dads, have friends with other Christian families. Let those Christian friends of yours spend time and get to know your sons and daughters. You don't know when it will be vital. You don't know how it will be vital, but statistics show that it very much is.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for being on our show. And thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you being there. And remember, a healthy relationship is like an infinite fountain. Its waters continuously nourish the soul.
The 16 to 24-year-old voice is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The library district offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.